Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We found love right where we are. And we found love right where we are.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for every body.
Everybody.
How did that sound yesterday?
Oh man,
it was
so
it
much
was rough.
Pressure every time.
That's why I didn't even sing this morning. I was like,
uncomfortable from yesterday.
Yeah, the first one, Tim was like, every. Yeah, I can't do this.
No, I get it.
And we were so tired, and it was just the two of us.
Just let it go.
It was a lot.
Nobody would have known.
No. Razzie Awards. Okay, so the Razzie nominations always come out the day before the Oscars, and then the Razzie, party where they give out?
I don't know.
They give out the Razzie Awards the day before they give out
Somebody
the Oscars.
Somebody showed up one time. Who showed
Halle
up?
Halle Berry, I think, showed up for Catwoman.
And Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
What movie was that for?
Blindside? I'm just kidding.
No, it was that one with Steve Zahn, wasn't it? That really terrible movie. What About Steve?
All About Steve.
All About Steve.
And I want to say that that was the same year that she won the Oscar for The Blind Side.
It was.
Wow.
Yeah, she gets it.
She gets it.
By the way, I still don't love her in The Blind Side. Her accent bothers me.
Well, you really won't love her in Bird Box because that's just
And I love Sandy. Don't get me wrong. I think that accent's not great.
A little iffy.
Yeah.
I hope Rampage is on here. That was the worst movie I saw this year.
Rampage? No, not for worst picture. Gotti. The one starring John Travolta. He's also up for worst actor. The Happy Time Murders with Melissa McCarthy. She's nominated for worst actress in that and Life of the Party, which I found delightful.
I watched a little of that. I thought it was cute.
Yeah. Holmes and Watson, which was so bad that Netflix wouldn't even buy it. And Will Ferrell's nominated for his role in that.
I could see Melissa McCarthy showing up.
Totally. Yeah. Robin Hood.
Oh, I forgot there was another Robin Hood that cost a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Jamie Fox.
And Winchester. All nominated for Worst Picture.
That's the one about the, I don't know, Helen Mirren, maybe?
Yeah, Helen Mirren's nominated for Worst Actress for that.
Oh, Helen.
And Amanda Seyfried is nominated for Worst Actress in the film The Clapper. Now, if they had gotten Tim and Lance to appear in that film.
Yo, man.
Because of their strong clapping skills.
Box office gold.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying.
And the critics would have loved it, too.
Okay, people are freaking out because they know how much Kim Kardashian and Kanye West spend on their nanny. And I don't think it's that big a deal. Apparently.
I don't either, because, I mean,
they say they spend between $50,000 and $100,000 a month on nannies, plural, for their three kids. So that's between $600,000 and $1.2 million a year. And you're like, wow, that's crazy. Then you look at how much they made. Kanye made $27.5 million last year, and Kim made $67 million.
Jeez.
Wow.
So they made $95 million. So even if they spent 1.2, I know this is a lot of math, just hold on. It works out to, if they spent $1.2 million on a nanny, that's 1.3% of their income.
Hmm. Yeah, it's nothing.
I crunched the numbers on when I was spending the most for childcare on both my kids.
How much a month?
It was 19% of my income.
Oh, man.
You should have sent him to doctor school. Put a doctor in front of it makes everything classier.
I don't even want to do the math and find out how much 1.3% of my income would be.
Yeah, lifestyle. Oh. I mean, that doesn't seem like a ton. Yeah.
No, and think about it. They have to have these nannies, like, travel with them. These nannies are also, because of all the events they go to, really on call probably 24/7.
With a side of makeup.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
Lord.
I'm sure those kids are a handful. They're Kanye West's kids.
Yes.
You think they talk back a little bit, if you had to guess?
They probably think it's cute. New England Patriots video online that...
Oh, yeah.
It's very interesting. Tim and I talked sports yesterday, and we're both cheering for the Patriots. That's how much we hate the Rams.
Yeah.
But Courtney and Kevin said they can't do it.
Can't do it. No. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to root for the Rams or just not watch?
My heart is with... You don't know because you weren't here.
No, I know.
But my heart is... My dad was a PSL owner. Mm-hmm. I was the same way with the Cardinals. We went to all the games, and I loved the Rams.
Yeah, I hate Stan Kroenke so much. I just want to stick to him.
The players aren't.
I understand.
Stan
no,
Kroenke.
And there's a lot of very likable players on there. And some of them even give shout outs to the fans back in St. Louis, which is appreciated. And I think, you know, even the coach who wasn't here when we were here, but I think he's a likable guy.
One of the most exciting moments in my life was going to all those playoff games leading up to the Super Bowl, the really low scoring Buccaneers game.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, all of those games, it just brought an excitement to St. Louis that, but you know, we had it with World Series.
You're right.
But it was different.
Not in football.
But
you're
this
right.
is Stan Kroenke winning. We cannot let that guy win after what he did. It's terrible.
So we felt the same way about Bidwell.
Yeah, but you know what?
Oh, so different. It was different.
He left in the middle of the night.
It was different.
It was not.
Lance, tell her it was different.
You know, the thing is, though, Stan Kroenke's already won.
I know he has.
But the actual trophy is a different level.
Just the fact that he badmouthed St. Louis fans on the way out the door. He's just a disgusting human being, and we've run out of time.
And they gave us a bad team on purpose.
Yeah. They did.
And the Patriots, I do not like the Patriots, but it doesn't affect, if they win one more, it doesn't affect their legacy. They're already cemented as what they are forever, so who cares? I cannot let Kroenke win. I wish all those players the best, and I hope that, you know, it's like great to see Chris Long win a couple Super Bowls with other teams, but I cannot let Kroenke win a Super Bowl. I'm going to do my part. That's all I'm saying.
That's been Entertainment Sports Chatter Schmick. We have more at 8:40. You can see this Patriots video if you want online at y98.com.
It's cocky, but rightfully so.
Yeah. I know
what it is.
TB12, he's like...
It's him just nodding to the camera with that annoying Gronk behind him.
And it's like they're doing it again. They've been in 9 of the last 18 Super Bowls.
My name Gronk.
Hey. That's my team you're talking about now, okay?
He is from Buffalo. I know, I shouldn't say that out loud.
He's my guy now, unfortunately.
Man. All right, Lance
Hildebrand. We win game.
I know. He's not.
Fire bad.
I'm not going to let you guys talk about the Patriots like that. I've been a fan for 48 hours now. And
hi, Lance.
How you doing? Eastbound 70, you're crowded through Highway A in Lake St. Louis. Good, glad to hear it. 70 westbound near Riverview, a medical emergency in a car. 44 eastbound past Antire, a wreck on the...
It's Entertainment Schmick.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Yeah. Dave Matthews Band at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. North American Summer Tour stops in St. Louis May 15th.
I'm in. I'll be there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't been in a few years to see Dave Matthews.
He hasn't been here in a little bit.
He used to come every single year. Every single year. He used to do 2 dates.
Seemed like it was his first stop usually, too.
Yes. Well, and May 15th is pretty early, so I wouldn't be surprised if this isn't the first, it's one of the first shows that he's doing this summer. It's a Wednesday night, and tickets go on sale Friday, February 22nd. A month from today.
Yeah, it's weird to have it announced. It must have been the whole tour was announced. Yeah. But usually they don't announce it until the week. Then the next week, they go on sale.
I know. Yeah. Get excited. Razzie's Worst Picture nominations came out yesterday, which means Oscar nominations today. and Gotti, The Happy Time Murders, Holmes and Watson, Robin Hood, and Winchester were all nominated for Worst Picture. In terms of actors and actresses, Johnny Depp, Will Ferrell, John Travolta, Bruce Willis, Jennifer Garner, Amber Heard, Melissa McCarthy, Helen Mirren, Amanda Seyfried, and I didn't mention it, but they nominated the president for two things. It's like, okay, we get it. We get it. I don't know.
It's unnecessary.
Yes.
They nominated him for Razzies?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, Oscar nominations are out. And the most nominations, Roma and The Favorite. I've seen both of them.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
The Favorite's good. It's a your typical
Brit movie.
Oscar bait.
You
yeah, totally.
Did not like Roma.
It's not that I didn't like it, but it is not an uplifting movie. It's in black and white. There are subtitles. And it's on Netflix. So easy for everybody. Right. But Alfonso Cuarón, it's like beautifully shot.
Yeah.
But not the most uplifting of plots. They both have 10 nominations, including Best Picture, Best Actress in a Leading Role. Other films up for Best Picture, Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, Green Book, A Star is Born, and Vice.
Man, all right. Mm-hmm. I got a few to see before. I want to watch all the Best Picture nominations before the Oscars. That's my goal.
So I have.
You've heard it here first.
Wow. I've seen four of them already. Okay. I'm in good shape. I feel like I can get through the rest of them.
I won't be. I'm going to Hildebrand it. I have for the past several years.
We should do a competition and try to guess winners.
Oh, we've done that before.
No, it was my idea. I had it.
Every single year.
You should look up the Black Swan video where Kevin and Guy had to dress up as Natalie Portman from the film and dance across Market Street.
Yeah, Harry Met Sally.
They also did the
finals.
I'm going to take
a Hildebrand on that one.
It's
they did
good.
The final scene of When Harry Met Sally where Guy dressed up as
Sally.
He was Sally.
And then
they had to kiss.
And you can see on my video, celebrating 20 years as an intern, me and my Justin Bieber, as we had to reenact the Sorry video.
Oh, man, it's
so
bad.
So great. Yeah. I'm surprised we were allowed to show that footage. Didn't we get a cease and desist from
Bieber's
camp?
There's no music.
Oh, okay, so it's all right. First season finale tonight of The Conners on NBC. You also have Celebrity Big Brother and Ellen's Game of Games tonight on NBC at 7 o'clock. Out with another list. The 10 moments that nearly destroyed rock and roll. And like Elvis getting drafted was one. Les Paul almost dying in a car accident in 1948. But something you might not have known about. Did you know that Slash from Guns N' Roses auditioned for Poison? But lost out to CeCe DeVille, which freed him up to join Guns N' Roses in 1985.
I did know that.
That's
a book, yeah.
I like boogers. That's my CeCe DeVille, by the way.
Dave Grohl joining Nirvana. Now, joining that didn't destroy rock, but he almost didn't join the band. He hesitated, but his mom talked him into joining Nirvana.
Yeah. Thank you, Mrs. Grohl.
Nice I know. Job. Yeah. The rumor that we had yesterday that Brad Pitt and Charlize Theron are an item, People Magazine says it's not true. It was a less reliable tabloid that came out with it, and I think everybody wants a juicy headline. It might still be true. We don't know.
It was fun while it lasted.
Huh? Yeah. the Fiji water girl from the Golden Globes who photobombed all the stars on the red carpet. She has an appearance on The Bold and the Beautiful.
Nice.
Way to go.
All right.
Bold and Beautiful. The Bold and Beautiful are like, this is the most publicity we've had in years. I'm sorry if you're a Bold and Beautiful fan.
I'm surprised a radio station didn't snatch her up to do the morning show.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That's what we do in radio.
Yep.
Oh, wait, you don't have any experience? Anyone can do radio.
Yes, right.
Easy, Courtney. I get it. I'm sorry.
Talking about myself.
I'm doing my best.
Fox News declared Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg dead yesterday. She is not. But the story from yesterday is that her likeness will appear in the new Lego movie.
Yeah.
She won't be voicing anything.
Oh, that's adorable.
But they were trying to think of, like, what's the lead, like, who's the one person that would be really funny if they showed up as a Lego character? Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And they asked her, and she said she was cool with it. And I think they might be coming. Well, then, of course, because she's in the movie, they're going to come out with a little RBG figurine.
Awesome.
I know.
I wonder if Kate McKinnon's going to voice her.
Yeah, right. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com, including a Tom Brady video that might make you angry. Go Patriots. I think I might end every segment I do from now until the Super Bowl with Go Patriots. Here's Lance Hildebrand.
Good luck with that.
Don't forget in 10 minutes,
right,
Lance.
Yeah, right.
Northbound.
Y98, still a few minutes to get in that code word for the 12K a day giveaway. It's basic. Text BASIC to 72881. It is time now for celebrity birthdays.
And we're going to push back the bet until next week because I want the dare, the bet to be perfect.
You just haven't thought about anything yet.
No,
I just wanted to be perfect.
And I got some emails from listeners that I appreciate with different ideas. And if you have them, you can email me, tim at y98.com.
Do Tim's work for him.
For the bet. No, I just... Okay.
I have a bunch of bets ready to go.
I have one, too.
Well, you guys are great. Just great.
Thank you.
All of mine involve driving long distances. And
yeah, Kevin wants
it.
Some of you. Kevin's like, my next one's going to be, you have to drive my commute. What, do we have to spend the night at your house?
I do that.
Wearing a bonnet. And you have to do whatever Sarah says for 3 weeks.
I need 8-foot sandwiches before I do your commute. I feel like there's, I don't know. I feel like it has to be doable in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Okay. I'll think of something lose.
If you drive faster than Kevin, it's shorter.
How old is Guy Fieri? He makes the meatballs that Mickey does not like.
51?
He is.
Nice,
man, Courtney. Don't you wish this was a betting week?
I do.
How about...
Fieri, he calls himself.
Guy Fieri.
That's what Nick calls him. You mean.
No, he gets angry that he calls himself that.
Yeah, it's Fieri. We just talked about her movie earlier today, Linda Blair from The Exorcist.
Also, Roller Boogie. Mm. One of her finer films.
60.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Thank you.
I would have said 63 on that, so I would have gotten 3 points.
How old is Will Smith's maybe better half?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
No, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I was going to say.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Well, we know Will just turned 50, so I bet Jeff did too. 50.
He didn't.
He's older.
50.
Yeah, I think so,
52.
Too.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Well, tough.
51.
I'm going to say he's even older, 54.
He's 54.
Wow. No, look at that. Hey, we have gotten all the guesses right so far, haven't we?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody's gotten the exact number.
Some of us on the show subscribe to the philosophy WWSPD. What would Steve Perry do?
No.
The original singer of Journey.
Not technically true.
Who has maybe stopped believing throughout periods of his life.
No, he believes.
How old is Steve Perry?
65. 69.
60. He is in 69.
66.
Tim, give me another guess.
I think this is a landmark. I think he's 70.
Lance, you nailed the
Give us another one. We're on fire.
Let's see if we can get one wrong.
Let's let Kevin go first because he's the only one that has
it. See if you can stump the room.
How old is Diane Lane?
Oh, that's tough.
It's
been around so long.
She not that tough. She was
married to Josh Brolin, but now she's not.
54?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Keep it going. Give us another one. Cannot stump the room.
Okay, hold on. Let me find you a good one.
We're on fire. No, give us a bad one.
May not be any good ones left. We've kind of gotten some A-list names here.
Let's do Olivia Dabo, who was Fred Savage's older sister Karen on The Wonder Years. How old is she?
I believe it's pronounced Dabo.
I think you're right.
She's just happy I'm mentioning her at all.
She was also on Law and Order Criminal Intent. She played a recurring character that was really haunted Bobby.
49.
I'm going to say 46.
52.
Mm. 51.
You guys blew it. She's 50.
Oh! Dang, it.
I guess the happy... Bow. Happy birthday to yourself, right?
From downtown, this is your home for today's best music. KYKY FM and HD1 St. Louis, driven by the Bomarito Automotive Group.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!